Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. I'm so happy. Guess who's here in studio with us? Members of Thrive of Hastings, and we have Carrie Jagger, who is a teacher at the Hastings High School. We also are joined by Jen Fox, who is a business owner in Hastings, and also she is on the Hastings City Council, and we are going to get caught up about what's going on. First of all, ladies, forget about any other reasons you're here. How are things?
Fast.
Things are so fast. I can't believe it's already like the middle of September.
I know.
What the heck happened?
What the heck happened as well? Carrie, can I just ask you, how is school going? You are a high school teacher, and kids don't have to wear masks. I know at the high school it's optional. Mm-hmm. What would you say the ratio is, people wearing masks to not wearing masks?
I would say maybe 10% of my students are in masks.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And how do you feel that it's going? Do you think that there are a lot of kids that are so happy to be back in person?
Yes, they're really happy to be back in person.
Isn't that shocking? Because 2 years ago, if you would have asked kids, do you like going to school or would you rather stay home?
They would have said stay home, yeah. Yeah, that's 10%. If you're gonna find any silver lining out of this pandemic, that's one of it. The kids have a new appreciation for being in school.
Yes. Yeah. Well, the other one is I think everybody has an appreciation for people that teach. So thank you for what you're doing, because it's not easy to be a teacher. And I heard that from so many parents. That was terrible. If you want a job security, they should have a pandemic every couple of years.
I know. When the students asked me, why are you wearing a mask? I said, because I don't like wearing a mask, but I really don't like distance learning.
That's a perfect comeback. Well, we hope that everybody can stay in school, because it really, we do need to be in school, I think, to learn the best that we can. So anyway, great to see you. Jen, how are things at Spiro Brewery? I mean, the pandemic has been tough on everybody.
It really has. Mo, we've talked about that a lot. It's not been easy for anyone, for teachers, for business owners, for restaurants, for anybody who works
radio stations,
or anyone that works in any of those fields. Mm-hmm. It's been a challenge. And, you know, we're grateful for a summer where we could be outside a lot and have a lot of outdoor libations versus indoor. People definitely prefer, that's another silver lining. Minnesotans prefer to be outside, so we have some seating outside thanks to the work of the city, and we also have a rooftop patio that we've been able to take a lot of space up there for. So we're hanging in there along with our counterparts down in the downtown business area.
Well, I know that it's, you know, just kind of the beginning of the fall, and we're going into some great things coming up. And I think a lot of times people in the summer are kind of busy and they have their mind on other things, but we have an opportunity to take part in a wonderful community potluck called The Longer Table. Carrie, can you tell us a little bit about Thrive and really what Thrive is and the good work that you've done the last couple of years?
Right. So Thrive, we're just a little over 2 years old, and we're a community collaboration where we have really three main objectives. They are to improve trust and safety for all, expand cultural competency in Hastings, and build bridges so that everyone feels welcome. And so that's what Thrive does. And our methods are that we provide educational opportunities, we host community conversations and community events, and then we support community activism.
So some of the things that you have done in the past that maybe our listeners are familiar with are?
Right. So, well, actually, in the last year, we had a lot of virtual events. So
you know,
we would bring in.
Awesome. Because then anybody could participate from anywhere.
Yeah. Like, for example, we brought in, he's a professor in Bemidji, Anton Troyer, who wrote a book called Everything You Wanted to Know About Indians But Were Afraid to Ask. And so he did a Zoom call and he talked about his book, answered people's questions. That was a really well attended Zoom event. We've had other people talk, professors and authors talk about things like how to talk to your kids about race. What else do we have? We had last summer a fantastic outdoor event that was a conversation with local police officers. We had a whole bunch of police officers, including our chief and our sheriff, downtown at the pavilion, and they did like a police panel with answering some questions we put forth, and then also the community could ask and answer questions, and we just really liked that open conversation. So yeah, we did, I think it was something like in the last 24 months, we did 27 events. So there's a lot.
Congratulations to you. Wow, that's so, so great. And Thrive was born out of what?
Well, there were some community conversations happening kind of here and there in pockets around the community. And then what really got it started, as far as I understand it, is that when the city and the school wrote a joint resolution about diversity and inclusion, and then the YMCA got involved from there and brought in some equity labs. And then what came out of those equity labs, what we identified as important for our community, is where Thrive came.
So let's talk about this event, the Community Potluck. It is going to be on Saturday, September 18th from 3 until 5 p.m. And what can you tell us about this event, Jen?
Well, first of all, part of it is that we are able to do events like this because of the power of 100 women who were able to give us over $15,000 in financial support for the work of Thrive. Of course, not all of that's going to a potluck.
Right.
It's going to go to all of those other 27 events and more that Carrie just mentioned. But the longer table is an idea that has taken a foothold throughout the country, and it's simple and effective, and it's just an opportunity for people to come together and sit down and share a meal and talk about who they are, where they came from, what their life's about. And this year on September 18th, this Saturday from 3 to 5, is hosted by Thrive, but there's lots of help, including from Spiral Brewery, but also the YMCA, the Hastings Prescott Area Arts Council, the Hastings Public House, New Life Church, and of course the City of Hastings. So there are lots of people in this conversation, making sure that we're taking precautions to be safe, but also creating a space to welcome all to the longer table.
You know, I think the concept of a longer table is really so beautiful when you think about it. Who would like to explain that?
The idea is to create a longer table instead of building a taller wall. So if you have the opportunity to create more space and put more chairs at your table, more people are able to come and sit with you and break bread and create community. And I think that's what this event is all about.
Yeah.
I think
there's always
back
space
about,
at the table.
There is always space. And I think about some of the gracious hostesses that I've known over the years, usually moms or grandmas or aunts. And, you know, no matter who stopped in, you'd always find room at the table, even if the table was full. Mm-hmm. So I think it's just a wonderful concept that everybody is welcome. And we're sure glad that you stopped by and all of that. So exactly what is the Community Potluck? I know it's going to be at the Hastings Rotary Pavilion, which, gosh, what a great spot.
No
that's
doubt.
Going to be. The weather looks great, so that's wonderful. So you mentioned COVID. People might be thinking, I don't know that I want to, you know, really get involved during COVID in something like this, but explain how you are taking precautions, please.
Well, so we've got the YMCA and Spiral donating some hand sanitizer so people can sanitize. And then we've decided that instead of having people go through and dish for themselves, that we'll have volunteer servers who are in masks and gloves, just so that we're limiting the touching there. Mm-hmm. And masks are optional. We're outside. So if people want to wear a mask while they're not eating, that, of course, would be welcomed.
So the event starts at 3:00, and I know that if people can't afford or whatever to bring something, there's going to be plenty of food there,
certainly.
Isn't there? But you would encourage people to bring something?
Yeah, we would love for folks to bring a dish to share that's popular in their family or in their culture, in their
potatoes.
Their home tradition, same mo. I'll bring dill potatoes for everybody. And a beverage if you want. We'll have some buckets of water, if you will. But bring serving utensils for us to serve out of if you're bringing a hot dish or bringing something that needs spoons. We will provide tables, chairs, plates, and silverware, and we'll also provide some conversation starters and a map to figure out where everybody's from and some other fun community building little treats. Mm-hmm. And there is more information on our Facebook page as well as if you have any questions, you can contact Thrive through Facebook or on our email, thriveinhastings@gmail.com.
So this is kicking off Welcoming Week. What exactly is Welcoming Week?
Sure. Welcoming Week is actually a national initiative, and it's actually a little bit longer than a week. It runs from September 10th to September 19th. And the theme this year is Belonging Begins With Us. And the description of Welcoming Week is, through Welcoming Week, organizations and communities bring together neighbors of all backgrounds to build strong connections and affirm the importance of welcoming and inclusive places in achieving collective prosperity. So it's just really about making Hastings the best Hastings can be by knowing our neighbors, knowing one another, welcoming one another to the table. And with Thrive, we decided that we want to do something every year with Welcoming Week, and this being our first Welcoming Week, we're starting with, you know, this one event. We're going to have a longer table, and then we're hoping it will kind of, you know, spin off from there, and that even some organizations and businesses in town will jump in with that too and do their own kinds of activities and things to welcome people.
So again, this event is going to be on Saturday, September 18th from 3 until 5 p.m. It's a community potluck at the Hastings Rotary Pavilion, and it's called Longer Table. And it really is just such a beautiful concept, and I know it's going to be a great event. Lots of other things I know are coming up. Creating a Better Story. Who would like to tell me about that?
I can talk to you about that a little bit. This is something Thrive is using our money from the Power of 100 Women, Power of 100 Hastings Women. So what we're doing is we're bringing together several community leaders for a collaborative learning experience called Creating a Better Story. So I know we've engaged some people who work for the city, people on city council, some police officers, participants from Thrive and IDEA, United Way, Hastings Family Service, just bringing together a lot of community leaders to talk about, you know, the story of Hastings and building a better story.
So what exactly will that entail?
I don't know. I'm excited to learn.
Oh, so it's kind of a work in progress.
Right. We've hired a facilitator named James White, who works for the YMCA Equity Innovation Center. And so this is a program they've done with other communities that they'll lead for our leaders.
And the group will get together how often, please?
It's virtual, so we will be online, and it's 3 times.
Okay, I love that. So let's talk about virtual all of a sudden. Both of you went virtual. We're kind of popcorning here, but Jen, you just personally met your city council members recently.
Yeah.
Even though you've been on the city council for what, 8-9 months?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a game changer, Mo. I'll tell you what. It's way
Is it better?
It's way better.
Okay.
Of course, we have great colleagues on city council, so they made me as comfortable as possible in my first few meetings on Zoom. But it is way better in person, and it's fun to you know, be able to breathe the same air, be in the same energy, share the same conversations with the folks in the room. So,
and before and after too, you get mm-hmm. to chit chat and I think learn about each other on a personal level. Right.
Certainly. Yeah. Right. It's a gift.
Yeah, I bet it mm-hmm. was. And Carrie, are you sick of pivoting? Do you think that
Yeah. I sing that Lizzo song. Snap and pivot.
Well, hopefully you won't have to.
Right.
But I bet it was just so nice to see kids' faces again.
Absolutely.
Because that's what you got into teaching, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I do think that it's the best way for kids to learn.
Mm-hmm. I definitely saw that both as a teacher and a parent last year.
You know what? You brought a lot to the table in that regard mm-hmm. then. Yes. Well, good. So let's talk again. This event is open to everybody. If somebody's listening and they're thinking, gosh, you know, I'd love to bring my, you know, chicken hot dish or something, but I just don't know who else will be there, or what would you recommend to them?
Go anyway. There's room for all, and there will be enough people there that
are
excited
people.
To see you and excited to try that chicken hot dish, and that chicken hot dish won't get there without you.
Absolutely. So the community potluck is at the Hastings Rotary Pavilion in downtown Hastings. It's going to be on Saturday, September 18th from 3 until 5 p.m. Do we need to make reservations? Do we need to say we're coming?
No, ma'am. You just show up with your smile and your family and the hot dish. And if the hot dish needs a spoon, bring a spoon.
So will there be some sort of education piece going on also about Thrive?
We'll have some intermittent like announcements about Thrive. We'll have a place where people can sign up if they want to be on our email distribution list, some things like that. But that's not a program. The beauty of the longer table is its simplicity, that you show up and you just have conversation, meet people.
And all ages? Is it family friendly?
Yeah. Yeah, there will be activities for kids as well. So
oh, there will. Tell us about that.
Yeah, look for some chalk and some, I think, chalk.
Yeah. Chalk and the tables will be covered in paper that they can draw on too.
It's which awesome. I enjoyed at the last event. That's not just for kids.
Doodling right? is very fun. Yeah. I'm all about doodling. Well, ladies, I know it's going to be a great event, and we thank you for coming in today. And again, if people want to get in contact with you, how could they go about doing that?
They can find Thrive on Facebook. If you search Thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E, in Hastings. Or you can contact us through Gmail, thriveinhastings@gmail.com.
Perfect. We want to thank our guest, Carrie Jagger. She is a high school teacher and she is also a member of Thrive. We also want to thank Jen Fox. She is a business owner in Hastings, on the city council, and a Thrive member as well. So if you do have any interest in learning more about Thrive, do visit them online or send them an email. And again, this event is open to anybody, and it just come out. It's going to be a great event on Saturday, September 18th from 3 until 5 p.m., the Longer Table Community Potluck at the Hastings Rotary Pavilion, and all are welcome. There's always room for somebody new. Thanks for coming in today, and you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.